far besides Perzanowski. I'm gonna take that one out of the pie for you. What's the difference for Cass City?
The turnovers. The turnovers that they've forced so far today. They've won the battle on the offensive line and defensive line, and they have more turnovers. So they're winning the battle in the trenches, and they haven't turned it over yet. So that is what's giving Cass City the lead so far in this first half.
And after all said and done, it's a first down for Bad Axe. By a very close, it was about by 39 inches, they got the first down marker. So just by inches, it was a first down. So first and 10 for Bad Axe, converting on a second down.
Correct.
Completion to Tyler Labor.
I think you were right on the first guess. I think they were on strike.
Perhaps.
It could have
been. It's hard to find good help these days. So now first and 10. Even though the Shake Gang shows third down, spread formation, four more no, and the Bad Axe hatchets moving left to right across your radio. Two receivers wide each way, Labor in motion, moving to the left, and it's actually Morneau keeping it for himself on the option, but he's brought down right at the line of scrimmage at the 12, no gain in the play. Tackled by number 65 for Cass City, Jacob Perry.
Yeah, we'll be calling that name a lot the rest of tonight. That's back-to-back tackles for Jacob Perry.
When in doubt, Jacob Perry, that's his fourth tackle of the night. He's had a forced fumble and a recovered fumble as well. 9 minutes to play in the first half, a 20-point game. Bad Axe with 8 points.
Second down and 10.
Morneau jogs back into the huddle, getting the call from the sidelines. After a short stint of rain, we have back to clear skies. After sunset here. Trips to the left, Morneau. Away in the snap, there it is. Screen pass to the left to number 7, Bailey Hines. And he's still rolling across to the 15-yard line, finally brought down to the 16-yard line.
Number 7.
A 3-yard gain, and now third and 7.
Tackle made by Curtis Dickinson.
Partially blocked here by a wall.
Third down and 6.
So now, actually, a 4-yard gain, according to the spot. Third and 6 coming up for the Hatchets. 8:05 left in the first half. Bad Axe trails 8-28 to the visiting Cass City Redhawks. Bad Axe still in the huddle. Breaking now, working off your left hash. Close to it. And they go trips to the right now. Morneau in the pistol, and behind him is number 25, Mitch Kennedy. Screen pass to the right. To number 7, Hines. He has room to run past the first down marker across the 25-yard line and brought down to the 27-yard line. That is a gain of 10 yards on the completion pass. And now first and 10 yet again for Bad Axe.
Tackle made by Jack Stern, the junior for Cass City. That screen pass there worked a little better than the previous two, Clark. They had two receivers on that side of the field to utilize as lead blockers for the receiver.
And it works so well, Cass City calls a timeout to discuss it. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, Cass City 28, Bad Axe 8, 7:30 left in the first half.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
WLIW Sports presentation brought to you part by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, providing phone and internet services tonight. And of course, the Chain Gang, all in good fun. It is confusing a little bit when you're down on the field. It's difficult to season things. And we know Tim Gordon and Mr. Wenzel is out there. We're going to confirm on the other two. Left, right across your radio are the Hatchets, now on a first and 10 after completing the last pass. And they're rolling to the left, and Morneau's actually going to keep it right down the mid. He has room one to run. He's across the 45 to midfield. He's to the 45 to the 40. A flag flies back by midfield. And Morneau is finally brought down inside the red zone of Cass City, way down at the 16-yard line. a huge run by Morneau, but unfortunately that's going to go uncredited because a flag flew against Bad Axe way back at the 45-yard line. More than likely, a block in the back against the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Yeah, and a great play design by Coach Minetti. He brings Tyler Labor in motion, and the ball is snapped as he goes through. It actually provides a triple option feel for the quarterback, Morneau. He let both options go by, kept it himself, and had plenty of pay dirt to run, probably because of the hold in the offensive line.
They're saying it's a hold against Bad Axe, so don't even look at that play. It didn't even happen. The spot on the foul is from the 45. Comment, I would believe it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Am I correct, Dave?
You'd be spot on,
Clark.
Okay,
just checking. So that doesn't even account for a first down. It's actually 2 yards shy of the first down marker, but they replayed the down, so it's first and two. Nice round number.
First and two for the Bad Axe.
No doubt about that.
34.5-yard line.
So Bad Axe, after a beautiful play on the quarterback keeper right through the middle of their formation, called back because of a hold. Now first and two from their own 35-yard line with 7:05 left in the first half. Bad Axe taking their time after each play. Now coming to the line of scrimmage. Didn't really account for the changed line of scrimmage. They had to jog up about 20 yards. Two receivers wide each way. Morneau in the pistol. Screen pass to the left. This one's to number 81, Joe Amon. Gets across the first down marker to the 39-yard line. It's a 4-yard gain. And now, first and 10 for Bad Axe.
Shane Rasmussen tackles him after a short gain.
Morneau so far tonight, 7 for 9 for 84 yards and a score. Not too bad for the sophomore quarterback.
No, he is performing well tonight.
And you have to out of the spread formation.
Absolutely. There's a lot of pressure not only feeling the snap. There's a sort of a shotgun feel, that pistol feel, but throwing the ball all over the place.
Two wide each way, and it's a handoff to the man in motion, number 7, Bailey Heinz, around the right end. He's to the midfield. Blasts through two defenders right to the 50-yard line. It's going to be about a gain of 11 just inside Cass City territory, and we have a man down. It's a white jersey, slow to get his feet. Number 71, Sam Boots, seems to be okay, favoring his ankle, but he's going to stay in. So, an 11-yard gain for Bad Axe on to Bailey Heinz, and move the chains yet again for the Hatchets.
Drew Field ended up making the tackle for the Red Hawk defense.
First and 10 right from midfield. The ball is just inside Cass City territory, two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol about 3 yards behind the last scrimmage. This is another screen pass to Labor on the right sideline, on the near sideline. And it's finally tackled at the Cass City 43-yard line by number 3, Shane Rasmussen.
Number 12.
And now a 7-yard gain brings up second and 3.
And Tyler Labor did a nice job dodging the first tackle to turn it into a nice gain. Shane Rasmussen with the tackle, and our man Jacob Perry was right there to make the tackle if he didn't.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. And dodge a Cass City defender as well. Now second and 3 from the 47 of the Red Hawks. Two wide each way. Bad Axe favoring the screen passes on this drive so far. This was a quarterback keeper to Morneau. He's across the 40 to the 35, breaks through that tackle, dives across the 30 down to the 27-yard line. Morneau, a playmaker suddenly out of nowhere, the sophomore quarterback, down to the 27. He started at the 43, a 16-yard gain.
Jacob Perry makes the tackle. Morneau showing a little quickness from that quarterback spot. We're seeing a pattern here from Bad Axe, bringing a receiver in motion on almost every play, whether throwing a screen pass where he left or running that triple read option and the quarterback keeping it himself.
5:20 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe with the ball, moving the ball well. It's a handoff to Tyler Labor on the man in motion. Breaks through his first tackle back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe looks like he lost a yard out to the 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage was at the 29, so it'll be actually a loss of 2 yards according to the spot. So second and 12 after a failed carry by Labor.
Jacob Perry in on another tackle for Cass City. But Tyler Labor did a nice job stiff-arming a defender. And to get back to a 2-yard loss, he would have lost about 6 or 7 if he didn't break that first tackle.
4:45 left in the second. Bad Axe in the huddle. Second and 12 coming up from the 30-yard line of Cass City. Morneau starting to make some big plays. He can throw, he can run, he